Looking for a new 1500 Silverado? Shop Beatty Chevrolet and get 2.9% APR for 72 months on a new 1500 Silverado. Or if you want a new vehicle and a Chevy Equinox LT fits your lifestyle, check out Beatty Chevrolet's lease option on a 24 Equinox for only $325 a month. And as always, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life. Beatty Chevrolet on Parkside Drive. Online at BeattyChevrolet.com. Beatty Chevrolet, locally owned and operated for over 90 years.
To welcome Tennessee basketball associate head coach Mike Schwartz, coming off the win against Florida last night, getting ready for a trip to Austin to take on Texas this upcoming weekend. Mike, we appreciate the time as always. Looking back at last night, what do you think was the biggest key to you guys turning things around within the game and having the second half that you did to get the win?
Well, probably the biggest thing was the ability to take care of the ball in the second half. You know, we allowed them to score 17 points off turnovers in the first half, and that was a key going into the game. We knew that was something we needed to focus on, and Florida does a great job of turning you over, and not only turning you over, but converting those into points. And we allowed them to do that in the first half. Both teams got off to a pretty solid start on offense, and then we went through a stretch where we didn't get a shot off, and we turned it over multiple possessions in a row, and it allowed them to get going, and now they're up 10, 12, 13, you know, points. They built it up to 13 at 23 to 10. So once that happens, the guy came in, did some really good things. We made some shots. We hit three consecutive threes. But overall, at the end of the day, we didn't turn the ball over in the second half, and we didn't allow them to score off our offensive mistakes, and that was a huge difference.
What is the confidence like in the locker room there at halftime, especially after Vescovi hit the back-to-back threes? You talked about the big plays there to end the half. Just how much of, hey, we've got something cooking here, were you guys able to talk about to go into the second half?
Well, you know, it started with about 4 minutes left in the first half. Josiah was really animated and verbal in the huddle in the timeout. And he said, we have to win this 4 minutes. And we were down by 10 at that point. We ended up going into the half down 8. We got a great look at the end of the first half that would have cut it to 5. But we go in down 8, and the guys were talking about it. They remember, hey, we won that 4 minutes. And obviously we would have loved to have been closer. And at halftime, what we did was really just looked at where we had to make the adjustments. And taking care of the ball was number one. There were some things on defense that Florida was doing really well on offense that was getting us spread out a little bit. So we addressed those things, and then some personnel issues with Florida. But I think everybody was fairly calm at halftime. It wasn't over the top either way, but it was, hey, we know what we have to do, and we're fortunate that we get 20 more minutes to do it, because if the game was over at that point at halftime, I think everyone would have been pretty disappointed with some of the things that happened in the first half.
We're talking to Tennessee basketball associate head coach Mike Schwartz, and I think maybe after the Kentucky loss, but Rick Barnes had talked about changing the vibe and having players speak up and carry themselves in the role that they're supposed to, and Josiah maybe would be an example of that happening. Do you like the vibe that you've seen over the last couple of weeks, maybe how the team has responded to results that you weren't looking for?
Yeah, you know, I think the energy, the physicality that we're playing with, I think this is who we are as a team. I think that is a good energy. I think the defensive part, playing that way on that side of the ball and allowing it to hopefully create, you know, you think about one of the biggest shots of the game last night when we took the lead was the great layup by Santi, obviously the reverse layup he made, but that was off of a transition play. There was no script there. There was nothing, you know, that was off the defensive stop, and we got out and ran. You think about a huge play in the first half with Sakai when he blocked the shot, jump shot, and we go down and we hit a three on the other end. That's where we want to keep going with this, where we can score off of our defense. And, yes, when you talk about the direction of the team, yeah, the guys are stepping up right now. Urosh has brought a lot to the team with his energy and with his voice. Josiah has continued to grow with that. Santi has done a really good job with that, and everyone obviously sees the fact that Santi shoots the ball so well, but it's what he does when he doesn't have the ball. It's what he does on defense. It's his grittiness, his toughness. That brings just as much to the ball club as anything. Now, obviously, the points are fantastic, and those are so important. But so, yeah, we do like the way it's going, but we have a long way to go, and we can be so much better in so many ways.
Do you guys feel like you have a solid go-to player right now as an inside presence, or is it sort of by committee, feeding the hot hand, figuring out who's giving you what night in and night out, and then going to them?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Heather, and I think that's exactly what it is right now. We do feel like that Olivier can provide consistency there. Urosh has shown consistency, and we know what John Fulkerson can do. We all know what he can do, and our goal as a team and as a coaching staff is to get him back, and he's working on it every day. He's working on it in practice. He's working on it in his individual time working, and last night, we don't win that game without John Fulkerson in the last 6-7 minutes of the game, to what he did on offense. And he really did a good job on defense, too, because Florida made it very challenging on us because they went to small ball. They played Anthony DeRuggi at the five spot, and we knew they could do that. And John stayed in the game for the most part and was able to guard and do that and switch and make adjustments on defense. But no, make no mistakes about it. You think about him at the free throw line. You think about him and the shots he made in the post. I mean, that's who John Fulkerson is, and he's working towards getting back to that. And in the month of February and March, you know, he wants to be himself.
We're talking to Mike Schwartz, Tennessee Basketball Associate Head Coach. So now you get ready for a trip to Austin to take on Texas. What can you tell us about this Texas basketball team, new coaching staff there, but what you'll be facing this weekend?
Well, you know, we have a lot of familiarity with the coaching staff. I mean, one of them is a former player of Coach Barnes, who was also on staff here at Tennessee, Chris Ogden. Mm-hmm. Rodney Terry was a former coach for Coach Barnes at Texas. And he was also the head coach of Fresno State. And I was with Rodney at Fresno State there for 4 years. And, you know, so the family intersects, so to speak, to a certain degree in terms of what we know about them and style of play. But you know what? All that goes out the window, Josh, in terms of, you know, the game. What we got is we got a really, really good Texas team that we got to go on the road and play. And obviously there's a lot of emotion around it, rightfully so. And with what Coach Barnes means to that university, that program, that state in general. So there will be a lot around it. From a purely basketball standpoint, they're a heck of a team. They're a really good defensive team, one of the top defensive teams in the country. They have a lot of older players. They're a transfer-laden team. I mean, they really loaded up in the transfer portal when Coach Beard got there with the coaching staff. So they got it. You know, they have some really good returning players from last year's team, like Andrew Jones, really good player that was there. But when you look down at their roster, Timmy Allen, Marcus Carr, Trey Mitchell, Dylan Dessou, who was at Vanderbilt. I mean, these are all guys that were leading scorers or top scorers on their teams at other really good schools. So we got an experienced team that's a really good defensive team that is going to be playing in a great environment on Saturday night.
Do you think we in the media make a little too much out of, like, the emotional aspect of Rick Barnes going back and coaching at Texas? Do you feel like the team is aware of what happened? I know it's been a long time ago, but, I mean, I would imagine they want to win for Coach Barnes as well. But I guess my question is, do we make that a bigger deal than what it is?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if you make it a bigger deal. I think it's definitely a storyline, and anyone that wouldn't address that as a storyline is just not being honest. I mean, Coach Barnes was there 17 years, and he's the winningest coach in the program. And for all intents and purposes, he built the University of Texas basketball program. It is what it is today, and he was the foundation of it. Coach Tom Penders did an incredible job before him, and there were many great coaches there, Abe Lemons before him, and so many. But the modern era of Texas basketball, where it is, and the brand of Texas basketball, Coach Barnes was the one that initiated that when he got there in 1998, and he began to build it and build be the face of that program basketball-wise. He has so many great relationships in the city of Austin, the state of Texas, and Texas is a national powerhouse basketball program, and it was while he was there. And obviously the Final Four berth in 2003 and many, many other deep runs in the NCAA tournament and great players that came through there and graduated there and are on in the NBA right now still playing. So, yeah, it's a great storyline. But from a player's perspective, I think our guys know. I think they're aware because they know where Coach came from prior to him coming to Tennessee. But I don't think they quite think the same way that maybe the media does or maybe even coaches that are a little bit older think. I think they're thinking this is a great opportunity to go play a really good team on the road, and they're excited about it, no different than they were when we played in Fog Allen versus Kansas a couple years ago, or Kansas came to our place last year.
Yeah, and we should tell people, you're on that list. You played for him at Texas. That's where you got your coaching career started, right, as a GA for Rick after playing for him there. So is that what you want as you're going back there? I know you're focused on the game, but that to be recognized, what he's done for players, I'm sure that's what has meant so much to him in his career, the impact he's been able to have on his players.
I think that's all it is for Coach Barnes. I'll be honest with you. I think that's his whole focus, is the impact that he was able to make on the players that he was fortunate enough to coach and that he has great relationships with, the impact that he was able to make on that university. Obviously, Coach Barnes has tremendous respect for the University of Texas and the state of Texas, and he still maintains those very strong relationships. And it's no different with me. I mean, I would tell you, Josh, that when you're in coaching, unless you're coaching at your alma mater, where you played or where you graduated from, you unfortunately lose track pretty quick of terms of alumni, in terms of yourself, I should say. Meaning, I don't look at it like that anymore, like going back to Texas. Tennessee is where I'm at, and that's where you think of as – basically, that's where all your pride lies and where you are currently coaching. And that's just athletics, and that's coaching, and I think any coach would tell you that, unless you happen to be coaching at a place that you play and graduated from. So for me, it's going to be great to be back there, because there'll be a lot of familiar faces, old teammates, guys that I had an opportunity to coach and be around. But in the end of the day, this whole thing is about what Coach has done for all the people that will be there to support him, that will be excited to see him. And, you know, that's what this is all about. And I just happen to be fortunate to be in that group of people, and I happen to be coaching with him here now.
So have you changed your answer then to the question of what is the real UT? You used to probably answer Texas. Now you answer Tennessee.
It's always been Tennessee.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it. That's the politician. That's
right. Now we know why you recruit so well, too. That's
exactly.
Right. Hey, Mike, we appreciate you making some time. Good luck as you get ready to go on the road. It is a big game, I know, as well, going up against Texas in the Big 12 SEC Challenge. So safe travels. Good luck this weekend. And thank you for taking some time to join us today.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.